Come out, come in, come out. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this cup. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride sing, come.
One more time, come out.
Come out, come in. Come out, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this cup. You will never thirst again. Oh, Spirit and the Bride say, come. You that have an ear, you that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fear, never fail. Come and drink of this cup. We will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come out, come out, come in, come out. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this cup. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Oh, God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of here, my people. Be not partakers of your sins. Your sins have reached heaven. God sees your iniquities. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come on. Come in, come on. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water. You will never thirst again. Spirit and the Bride say, come. Oh, come on, come on, come in, come on. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of all my people. Do not partakers of this world. Our sins have reached heaven. God sees our iniquities. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Come on. Come on. Come in. Come on. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this water. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say come. Oh, the spirit and the bride say come.
Oh, hallelujah.
Spirit and the bride
say come. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, God bless you for giving out this praises just as the word is about to come.
Amen.
Praise God. How many are happy to be in the house of God?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. I want to hear everybody. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of God?
Hallelujah.
In the presence of God?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God richly bless you. God bless you. Amen. There is no other better place than to be in the presence of God. There is no other place. Amen.
Amen.
In His presence, there is life.
Amen.
Praise God. And tonight, we thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That He has made it what? Grace for us to be in His presence. Amen. I particularly am really happy this evening.
Amen.
And I've said we're thankful for the Lord. And we know many of us maybe have traveled. Some had to be in the house looking after the children. And some in college, as my brother was praying, he was just remembering all of them in prayer. We remember all of them in prayer. But the few that are here, we thank the Lord for it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. As we are standing, let's quickly just turn to the word first before we pray.
Amen.
Let's turn to Joel 2, 23 to 26. The prophet Joel, chapter 2, 23 to 26. Let's hear the word of God. He said, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion.
Amen.
And rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the former rain and the latter rain. In the first month.
Amen.
And the floors shall be full of wheat. The fats shall overflow and wine with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people, God's people, shall never be ashamed." Praise the Lord. God's people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth. How many believe it?
I believe it.
Let's bow our eyes. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for even the praises that came and the word that has followed, O God. Lord, we thank you that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locust, they destroyed. But Father, you've promised that you will restore. And we thank you that in this our day, you have restored the word back to us, God. Father, tonight as we have read your word, God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, all that is in us, that has been taken away by the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name, you have promised that you will restore. Lord, we are looking for that restoration in our lives, O God. Whatever the locusts, the caterpillars, the palmer worms, and the locusts have eaten, Lord Jesus, you said you will restore.
Amen.
Tonight, look unto us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Wherever, Lord Jesus, the devil has taken something away from us. Lord Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you bring a restoration, Lord, in our lives, Lord Jesus. Because, Father, we know we are weak, but you are strong. Father, tonight, Lord, let the Holy Spirit of God, oh, come and fill every vacuum, Lord Jesus. Every dead condition that is in our lives, Lord Jesus. We want a restoration tonight. Lord, restore the church. As you said, you present to yourself a glorious church, Lord. Without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. Tonight, Lord Jesus, that's the way how we want to look before you, God. So, Lord, bless your word of God and make it alive unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. Tonight, we have a topic, the restoration of the church. And it's just about the resume of the church age. It's all about the conclusion of our studies on the seven church ages. And when the prophet had finished with the teaching on the seven church ages, he moved on to the revelation of the seals. So that is going to be our next studies as we are finishing with the seven church ages. We shall follow the same trend as the prophet did. We will go toward the revelation of the seals. Amen. Amen. But tonight is the conclusion of the seven church ages, the resume of the ages. Now the prophet says something here. Now, one important thing we must take notice. According to the prophet, he said, this message, you see, the message to the churches was not exclusively to the elect alone. No, sir. It wasn't only to the elect. But he said, this book does not refer to the pure ecclesia, which is the elect, or the body of Christ, or the bride. It is this message to the seven church ages were not only to the elect. But he said, it speaks to the entire body of people who call themselves what? Christians. Whether they be true or merely nominal. So it is to what? Everyone, this message to the seven church ages is to everyone that says he or she is what? A Christian. Amen. But he said, as all Israel is not Israel, so all Christians are not Christians. Hallelujah. Thus we learn that the church is made up of what? Two vines, the true and the false. The two vines are motivated. Listen closely here. Say the two vines, they are motivated by two kinds of spirits. As the Holy Spirit and the other endued with what? The spirit of what? Antichrist. Praise the Lord. He said both claim to know that they know God. Both purport to speak for God. Both believed certain very basic truths, but they differ. Amen. Tonight, we look at the message book, The Seal of the Antichrist, where the prophet says something here. He said, Christ, the Son of God, come from heaven. This is our conclusion toward the message. So Christ, the Son of God, come from heaven, returning back to heaven, taking with him the believer. Amen. Amen. Christ, the Son of God, comes from heaven, and he's going back to heaven, and he's taking what? The believers along. Then he says, Judas, the son of perdition, coming from hell, and is returning back to hell, and is taking with him the unrepented sinners. Look at the picture. Praise God. Look at the picture. The message is to all that say they are Christians. So tonight, the message is for all of us. Now, he said it will bring what? Two vines with two different spirits. So you got to know where you are, my brother. Christ is what? From heaven, going back to heaven, taking the believers along with him. Judas, the son of perdition, from hell, going back to hell, taking along the unrepented sinner along. Where do you want to go? This is the conclusion toward the message toward the churches. Praise God. So which way are you going tonight? My brother, think of it. He said, now is about the time that the Holy Spirit come back upon the church to pull out the people for the bride. Amen. Right now, it is happening. The Holy Spirit is here. Come to do what? Pulling people out to be the bride, for the bride. And he said, the Antichrist also is come along to do what? To come and pull people also to hell. These are the two things, my brother. The conclusion of the message to the church. Amen. Praise God. Christ is here. The Holy Spirit is here, pulling people now. And the Antichrist spirit also is here, pulling people now. Watch it. That's what is happening. My dear sister, give me 1 John 4:3. Let's turn to that and read something there. 1 John, is it 4:3? Is it that 3? Let me get it. Where he said, little children, every spirit. I tried to get me that scripture. He said, little children, every spirit that confesseth. Because I got this straight away from the message book. Sometimes the scripture just said, turn one way or the other. Oh, praise the Lord. I never checked it out, but I just got it from the message and I just put it down. What? Yeah, that's a... Yeah, okay, good. Oh, okay, thank you very much. Said, ye are of God. Amen. Little children. No, that's not what the prophet actually wrote here. Because I copied it from what? The message. He said, little children, every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come, has not come in the flesh. I just copied it from the message. Find that scripture for me. Oh, my. Luke Little children, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus has not come in the flesh. It's the same thing. Okay, give it to us. Yeah. He said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. He said, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
Amen.
Amen. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus has come in the flesh is of what? Is of God. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Give me the next verse. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Amen. So let me just read what the prophet just quoted in the message. He said, little children, because that's what I have here. Little children, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus has not come in the flesh is not the Spirit of God. Any spirit that will not confess that Jesus is come in the flesh is what? Is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that should come into the world. And already is in the world, working in the children of disobedience. That's what the prophet said. Amen. It's already come. The spirit that word will not confess that Jesus is come in the flesh. Or if that means Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He said it's in an Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
And it's come in the world now.
Yes.
And it's what? The prophet said it's working in the children of disobedience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Watch it. It comes from what? The prophet of our age. He's saying this. That spirit is working. That spirit is working. And brother, my sister, tonight, Jesus Christ is here to cancel that spirit.
Amen.
If only we are ready to confess and surrender.
Amen.
He's here. He's here to cancel that spirit. He said, if you will notice how beautiful, when Judas came in the form, which was Satan, the son of Satan, he came into the world and he went straight to the church. The first thing, he joined the church and became a member of the church of the living God. That's what Judas and the prophet himself said, amen. And Judas went out with the rest of them and preached the gospel. See? Judas went with what? The other apostles. Preached the word. And came back rejoicing. Because the devil was subject to them. Amen. But Jesus Christ said something. He said, rejoice not because the devil is subject unto you. But rejoice because your name is written in the book.
Amen.
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 Look, rejoice about nothing. The only thing you got to rejoice is that make sure you are sure that your name is in the book. Amen. He said, Judas with them. So he came up with Christ. Set in fellowship with the believers. And when it came to the time for him really to be born again and receive the Holy Spirit, there he showed his color. Oh, my brother, my sister, tonight let's watch what the prophet is saying here. Judas came, joined the church of the living God, moved with what? The apostles, the rest of the apostles. Oh, went out preaching the word of God, healing the sick, casting out devils. And they came back rejoicing that what? Satan or the devil was subject to them. But Jesus warned them. He drew their attention, said, rejoice not because what? Satan, the devil, was subject unto you. But rejoice because your name is in what? Is in the book of life. Amen. That's what our ultimate place we want to. That our name will be in the book of life. Amen. Amen. That's the conclusion. It is not from me. It's from what the prophet. If you believe the prophet, you believe the message, you believe the Bible, that he said, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you an Elijah. If you believe it, then here is the message. The message is not for only the elect. It is for what? All that say they are Christians. All that say they are Christians. Now listen to what the prophet said. He said, I hope I don't hurt no one. You hear? I hope I don't hurt no one. If you want to read it, I've told you that the message on what? The seal of the Antichrist. Paragraph 23. Say, I hope I don't hurt no one. But look today, lukewarm, borderline believers will come right up to the Holy Spirit and then they will say, I don't believe in such stuff. Watch it. Watch it. He said, I hope I don't hurt no one. But look, today, lukewarm, borderline believers will come right up to the Holy Spirit. They will come to a point where they were going to receive what? The Holy Spirit. They will come to that point where the Holy Spirit is to what? Is to overshadow them. Amen. Then what happens? He said, I don't believe in such stuff. My brother, let's watch it. Yes. Having reached the point, Judas reached that same position where they were to what? They were to wait in the upper room, to go back to Jerusalem and wait in the upper room and receive the Holy Spirit. He went that far. But when Christ has to go to the cross, he rather what? Betrayed him. My brother, the prophet is saying here, some will come to the point where they are to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then what happens? He said, I don't believe in such stuff. This is a warning to all of us. The Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving. Anyone who doesn't believe that we are living in a spirit world. My brother, my sister, look. There is the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Spirit of what? Satan. Amen. When it comes to the place, he said, when it comes to the place of what? The separation. You have come to a point, what? A place where you need to separate yourself. Separate yourself from the world. Separate yourself from filthy things. Separate yourself from fornication. Separate yourself from the things that are contrary to the word. For you to receive the Holy Spirit, the prophet said, oh, that is fanatical. There is nothing to it. Watch it. This is the conclusion. Praise the Lord. The message to all of us. Let's watch it. He said, and that is the reason they can't believe in the supernatural. That's the reason they can't believe in divine healing and the working of the Spirit. They believe the scriptures the way of what? Mental thinking.
Amen.
Tonight, take away any mental thinking about the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Christ is here.
Yes. Amen.
He's here. Praise God. He is here tonight. He said they believe in intellectually. See? They believe in intellectually. My brother, tonight, surrender. If you are taking this book as something, looking at it intellectually, you will fail. Because this is a spiritual book. As John said, I had to be in the Spirit in the Lord's day to receive it. We got to be in what? In that same Spirit. To what? To receive it. He said they can't believe it from their hearts until the Holy Spirit comes in and take over the human heart. You see, it is the human heart that is what? Contrary to what? To the word. And I want us to read something from Ezekiel 36, 25 and 27. Where God says, I will take your stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. If tonight you are ready to surrender.
Amen.
I will give you a heart of flesh. I will give you a new spirit. Tonight he's here. Ezekiel 36, 25 and 27. 25 to 27. He said, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you. Tonight, oh, the Lord is here. The Lord is here. To sprinkle clean water upon us. And ye shall be clean from all filthiness. If only you are ready to surrender. And ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will cleanse you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you that tonight you are here. As many that will surrender, you are here to clean us from all our filthiness. And we will never go back to it. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he's here tonight for. He's here tonight for that. To restore something in you. You've lost something. We have lost something. But he's here tonight to restore to us what the caterpillars, the canker worms, the locusts, and the palmer worms have eaten. He's here tonight to restore. The restoration of the church. Back to the time of what? The day of Pentecost.
He said, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them.
If only you are ready tonight. We are concluding the message to the church. And tonight it is over to you. It's over to me. To surrender to him. I'm asking the Lord myself. If there is something, I'll confess tonight that I need a restoration. I need a restoration. This is the truth. Tonight, the Lord is here. He said, and when a man ever crosses the line and born again of the Spirit of God, he becomes a son of God. And then he believes what God says to be the truth. And he says, all the words are inspired. When you have given in and the Lord has given you a new spirit, you will never condemn this book. But rather you said all is inspired.
Amen.
Praise God. Your life will change. He's here tonight. He's here tonight. He said because. But in the face. Now the restoration. He said in the face of this Antichrist spirit. God still restore his church. Amen. God still will restore his church. No matter. Praise God. We know how the church traveled. In the beginning, a seed was sown. Amen. And now that seed has reached what? Maturity in this our day. And so it is not what? A resurrection. The church never died. No, sir. The word of God can never die. There was still a speck of light. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Amen.
And so the church never died. For us to receive a resurrection in our day, as some people are preaching, it's not a resurrection, because the word never died. Amen. It is what? A restoration. Back onto what? The apostolic message. The apostolic word. The apostolic ministry. My brother, this last age is a special age. Though it was what?
Amen.
As according to the prophet, the worst of all, but is the greatest age.
Amen.
Amen. Greatest to them that what? That will believe. Very great. Amen. So the true Christ church of today. It's not a resurrection church, as some people teach, because the light of the word did not die completely. And of course, the word can never die. Amen.
Amen.
Said the prophet said, God will take the church right back to Pentecost of the beginning, a restoration. He said, God isn't going to plant a new church. No, sir. But to restore that same church. Amen. My brother, what is going on? The people of God. The prophet said the people of God are being made ready for that restoration. The people of God are being made ready by the word of what? Of truth. From the messenger to this age. He said, in her will be the fullness of Pentecost. For the Spirit will bring the people right back to where they were at the beginning. He said, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
taking us back to where we belong. We got lost. We were in what? We got lost in the world. Myself, I was lost in the world. Praise God. By the grace of God, He knew me. He knew you from the beginning. Ask yourself tonight how you come to sit here tonight. How you come to sit here tonight? Brethren, let us take the word of God serious. Because the enemy is really now serious. As we just read, he is also pulling people away. But the Holy Spirit also is here, also pulling people out. Why don't you give yourself for the Holy Spirit to pull you out? Come out from the last worship song we sang. Why don't you come out?
Amen.
He's standing at the door. There is no latch for him to what? Open. He would have opened and come and pick you out from there. But it is not so. You are behind. The latch is there. Open the door for Christ to come into your life. He's knocking at the door of the church.
Amen.
Church, tonight. Why don't we open up? Now from the message, the text that we read, it said, be glad then, ye children of Zion. Be glad, ye children of Dublin Christian Fellowship.
Amen.
And rejoice in the Lord your God. If we are not glad, if we are not rejoicing, then there is something serious. If we are not glad to be in the house of God, if we are not glad to receive this message of the hour, if we are not rejoicing about it, then there is something terribly wrong. And if there is something wrong, it is not by the word. The word is what? True and perfect.
Amen.
He said, be glad and rejoice. Oh my. We don't see that kind of what? Rejoicing and gladness when we come to church. We don't see it. There is something wrong.
Amen.
There is something terribly wrong, my brother, my sister. We come with what? Anger. We come with what? Indifferences.
Yes.
These words are not my words. If you get angry, you are not angry with me. You are angry with the word of God because they are not mine. Your own creator who created you.
Yes.
As the prophet said, I believe I've not hurt anybody. Praise God. I'm quoting from the prophet. I believe I've not hurt anyone. He was preaching what? The truth. Where is the joy? Where is the gladness? The what? The fruit of the Spirit. One of them is what? Joy. One of them is joy. But where is the joy? In this church. Where is the gladness? Where is the rejoicing? Oh my! something terribly wrong. I remember my time when we received this message. When we go to church, oh my, the rejoicing, oh praise God, people dance, people move. See, they have thrown themselves to the Spirit. And when the word of God comes rebuking me, my secrets, oh, I raise up my hand. Oh, so Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
I don't get angry when the Lord, the word has exposed me. I should just rather be what? Thankful to the Lord because the Lord loves me.
Amen.
He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent.
There is a Spirit. This afternoon, I want to tell you something. I was just studying. I felt asleep by my books. I had a dream. Amen. And that dream was, there was a situation whereby it needed some people to what? To get into something like a cave down to save some people. It was a serious situation. And I'm not saying it to boast myself. I was one of the people that were holding rope to go down.
Hallelujah.
Then my phone rang. It was Brother George that called me. Then I woke up. And even he could see that I was asleep. He said, "Brother, sorry I woke you up." So I was by my books and I was sleeping. Brethren, let's watch it.
Hallelujah.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it.
Hallelujah.
Turn your heart around.
Hallelujah.
And receive him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Here is a scripture. And that was the very scripture I was what? Studying. So be glad and rejoice. He's ready to restore whatever you have lost. The enemy have taken away from you. The joy he has taken away from you. He's here tonight to restore. I was in the room there. I could see how the song leader was trying to encourage the people to sing. Oh my. I say, I remember in our days how we would be clapping. Everybody wants his voice even to go over what the other person's voice, praising God.
Hallelujah.
It is what? The spirit of this age. Lukewarm.
Yes.
Lukewarm. Look at the way how it's catching up. Spirit of lukewarm.
Brethren, we are serving a living God.
Amen.
Take notice of it. We are serving a living God. And he's full of long suffering. We are serving a living God, your own creator. Take notice of that. Now the prophet said here. He said, "All elect of God,
How many believe that they are elect of God? I want to see your hands. I want to see your hands.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. He said, oh, the elect of God, beware. Study closely. Be careful. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Hallelujah.
Rely upon God and be strong in his might. He said, your adversary, the devil, is even now going about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Last Sunday we heard, he's looking for what? Your weak points.
Yes, amen.
He's looking for what? Your weak points. Then he'll be using that. Just like what? Jesus. The Bible says he was hungered. He was hungry. Then Satan wanted to what? Use that. Jesus had fasted for what? 40 days and 40 nights. And now see what the devil had wanted him to use this spiritual what? Attained what he has attained at that hour to just what? Change stones to what? To bread. The lust of the flesh. Why is it the purpose of what? He fasting for that 40 days and 40 nights is to come and bring life to the people.
Hallelujah.
Take bread and eat, you are hungry. Natural bread. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye. The pride of life. These three things, the devil is still using them. He said, watch unto prayer and be steadfast. The prophet said, O elect of God. He's talking toward the elect of God. Watch unto prayer and be steadfast. This is the end time. Both the true and the false vine are coming to maturity. So where are you maturing? The false and the true vine are coming toward maturity.
Amen.
The seed and what? And the tares are coming to maturity. But before the wheat matures, those ripened tares must be bound for the burning. Soon the garnering of the wheat will come. But right now, the two spirits are at work, the two vines. I'm reading from the prophet. The resume of ages, 359, the second paragraph. But right now, the two spirits are at work. In two vines. Said right now they are at work. Then this, he said, that's why I said I like the last worship song. Then the prophet said, come out from among the tares. Come out. Church, let's come out.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, make your decision. Not mental decision, but but a spiritual decision that I'm not going back to that place again. I am not Satan. Get out from my life.
Amen.
I am for the Lord. Come out from among the tares. Then the prophet concluded, start to overcome, that you may be considered praiseworthy for your Lord and fit to reign and rule with him.
Amen.
Praise God. Let me repeat what the prophet said here. If I have a hurt, I hope I don't hurt no one. But look today. Lukewarm, borderline believers will come right up to the Holy Spirit and they will say, I don't believe in such stuff. Church, if you are not watching, something is really moving.
Hallelujah.
Something is moving.
Amen.
And let me be what? Frank tonight. Youth. Take this warning. Everyone, take this warning. The spirit is moving.
Amen.
And it's destroying.
Hallelujah.
Church.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Hallelujah.
The church needs to go down our knees.
Amen.
And pray.
Hallelujah.
There has been an infiltration into the camp.
Amen.
Infiltration into the camp. The scripture we read said, be glad and rejoice.
Amen.
I will restore. And he has already restored. Why you come to church so sullen? In the presence of God. Even to worship, they had to plead. The song leader had to plead. Let's watch these things. Tonight, the word of God has been spoken. Many times people say that I get angry. I'm not angry. That's my voice. I love all of you.
Amen.
Love you so much. With the whole of my heart. The word that needs to be preached, the truth. And sometimes the hard way, some of the spirits, they are just too strong and needed what? That kind of hard sayings.
Amen.
To get it out.
Amen.
Brethren, tonight, if you know that there is something, you've lost something, that joy, that gladness in the house of God, in the presence of God, why not tonight just tell the Lord,
Amen,
that Lord, this is the truth. I repent of my ways. I repent of my ways, Lord. I repent of my ways. I want a restoration. I don't want to go back there anymore. Tonight, I'm taking this decision. Not a mental decision, not intellectual decision, but a spiritual decision.
Amen.
The Lord, help me
Help me to overcome. Help me to overcome.
Hallelujah.
That's the message.
Thank you, Lord.
Our studies will now turn to what? The revelation of the seven seals. Mm. Musicians, will you come? Tonight, if you are ready to surrender, the whole church is praying. The whole church is praying.
Amen.
He said, be glad.
Hallelujah.
Your Lord Jesus Christ is here. Your Lord Jesus is here tonight. Be glad and rejoice in his name. Be glad and rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Sin,
too long I've drawn. Lord, I'm coming.
Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming.
I'm coming home.
Coming.
I'm coming home.
Never more to
roam.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
hold to God's unchanging hand. My brothers, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hope on this eternity. Oh, hold God's unchanging hand.
Time is filled with swift transition.
Oh, time is filled with swift transitions. Not all the time can stand. Oh, build your hope on the city.
Hold on to him. Hold on to his hands. His hands never change. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Set forth your hands and let him hold your hands.
Trust in him who never leave me. Whatsoever years may bring, oh, be my earthly friends forsaken. Oh, God's unchanging. Oh, to God's unchanging.
Covet not this world's vain riches.
What so rapidly decay? Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Hold to God's unchanging. Sisters, oh, to God's unchanging hand, oh, build your hope on things eternal, oh, to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight.
Tonight, church, his hands has never changed. His hands has never changed. The door, his door is always opened. Remember the prodigal son. The father's home was always welcomed. Tonight, you've heard the word. He said, he's here to restore. He's a restoration God. If only you will be sincere to yourself, and you know that there is something that is missing in your life, which always tells you that you are in the wrong. Or if you don't see anything wrong, why don't you say, Lord, I don't see anything wrong in my life. But let the Holy Spirit, Lord, touch me tonight. For me to realize where I need restoration. Help me, Lord. I don't see anything wrong. I feel the way I'm living is okay. But I've heard your word tonight. It's talking about a restoration. I don't know anything about it. I'm happy in the way of my life. I'm happy where I think is, where I believe that my way of life is okay. But tonight, your word is coming. That there are two vines. Your word has come. Say the Holy Spirit is pulling people. And the Antichrist spirit is pulling people. Lord, I want to be pulled by the Holy Spirit. I want to be pulled by the Holy Spirit. Tonight, just speak to the Lord which one you want to be pulled to. He's here to restore. He's here to restore. He will change everything. I will take your stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. I will sprinkle what? Water to what? To clean you of all filthiness. I'll give you a new spirit. I will restore to you all the things that you have lost. I'll bring back joy in your life. I'll bring back gladness. You will always come to my presence rejoicing.
Amen.
I'm here to restore that. Church. This word comes from God. It never comes from man. Be sincere to yourself. If you want to, He's here. He will do the restoration.
Amen.
If you surrender, He will do the restoration. He will take away. He will clean you from all unfilthiness. He will restore you and make you strong. He will make you strong to stand against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life.
Amen.
He will take them away. And bring that joy. The joy of the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Holy Spirit. In your life.
Amen.
Surrender to Him. Surrender to Him. Say, Lord, I'm coming home. Never ever more to roam. Prodigal son, I'm coming home. Prodigal daughter, I'm coming home. I need your restoration, Lord.
Amen.
I need your restoration, Lord. There is something missing in my life. I don't know why that joy. He said, be glad and rejoice. Lord, help me. I'm weak. I am weak, Lord. I am weak. Every day I try to overcome, but Lord, I fail. Yes, you can do it yourself. But if you surrender to Him, He will give you the strength. Because your own strength can never meet what? The deception of this world cannot meet Satan's demands upon you. But if you surrender, He will give you the strength to overcome. He will give you the strength to overcome. Church, we need to pray, remembering all our children in this house as they are growing. Now we've seen what is happening now. He said the Holy Spirit is pulling the people, and the Antichrist spirit is pulling people. Lord, our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let the Holy Spirit, Lord, pull them away from the reach of the enemy. Grant them, Lord, a safe heaven, Lord. Put them, Lord, in the secret of your tabernacle. Let them grow, Lord, in your presence. The spirit of this age, lukewarm, borderline believers. Oh, Lord Jesus. We don't want to be like Judas. That he went that far to receive the Holy Spirit. He betrayed it. We have come this far, Lord. We've come this far, Lord Jesus. We've come this far, Lord. Help. Lord, I raise the church before you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We resist the work of Satan in this house by the blood of Jesus Christ, who has taken the joy away from the people, the gladness away from the people. Satan, take off your dirty hands. Take off your dirty hands. Lord Jesus, the spirit of stubbornness has gripped, Lord, your children. Lord, be merciful. Release them, O God. Stubborn spirit, disobedient spirit. Watch. The enemy is speaking to you. Watch. He's telling you something. Resist what is being spoken to you. Resist them. He's telling you.
Watch! Whilst he's here to restore, he's also here, the enemy also is here to tell you, don't listen to what he's saying. He's telling you, you are all right where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be merciful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless your wonderful name, O God. Father, we thank you for the message. We thank you for the warning. We thank you, the Lord, you are here to restore. You are a God of restoration. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we lift up, O God, the church before you. The Lord, this is your house. This is your church. That, Father, you said you present to yourself. Father, you said it to be a church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, a holy church, Lord. You said you will present to yourself. Lord, Satan is come, also trying to pull people away. But Lord Jesus, we know, O God, your spirit is greater than all other spirits, Lord. Father, for these, O God, we believe, O Lord, and surrender in ourselves, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit of God, even as we live here, will begin to, Lord Jesus, touch the heart of your people. O Lord, begin to bring them, O God, under the leadership, O Lord. O, to bring them under subjection, O God, of the Holy Spirit. Bring joy, Lord Jesus, once again in the hearts of your people. Commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands, Lord. And the brethren, their wives that have traveled, O God, Father, we know the Lord Jesus, you are the omnipresent God. Where they are, Lord Jesus, you are with them, O God. Father, strengthen our pastor, Lord. Oh, grant him, Lord Jesus, oh, that spirit, Lord Jesus, to stand in this evil time, O Lord, against the works of the enemy, principalities and powers. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, strengthen him. Grant him, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit leadership over your children, O God. Commit all the offices, Lord, into your hands. The deacons, the trustees, the song leader, and all the musicians of God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, your spirit will overshadow them all the time, that they will always create that atmosphere, oh God, where your presence, Lord, will be felt amongst us, oh God. Our children, once again, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, raise standards, Lord, against the enemy. Even they will come in like a flood, but Lord, we said your spirit will raise a standard, O God. Raise a standard against, Lord Jesus, any infiltration into our children. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let them grow in your presence, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. What a loving Father you are, that tonight in your visitation, you are ready to restore unto us. Oh, that, Lord, we have lost to the enemy.
Amen.
We thank you, O Lord Jesus, for the restoration. We bless you, Lord. We love you, God, because even you first loved us.
Amen.
That's why you went to the cross.
Amen.
To pay a price that you never owned. We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we leave you, O Lord, let the Holy Spirit continue to protect and guide us, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit continue to pull us, O Lord Jesus, to your side, O Lord.
That's our prayer. And grant that joy, the joy of the Spirit over this church. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not.
Shall we stand and sing the last song?
What I want to be, but I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. All I want to be. God wants me to be. Let's sing that again. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For I want to be what God wants me to be. Lord, give me strength as I run this race to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? None but Jesus Christ calling on the sea.
Lord, bless you.
Lord, let me
alone.
Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. In my life, it's a two-horse race. The black and the white, Lord, I must keep pacing this race. The choice is yours, the one you feed the most. He who began a good work in you is faithful to finish. His word is true. Let him in your heart. Lord, have your way. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. All I want to be, what God wants me to be. A change in my life now that Christ is in. A picture of Him they can clearly see. All I want to die, must decrease. Christ myself for him. For you I live and I'll only serve. I'll give your name, Lord, you really deserve your name. We are called long before time. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ. is Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. For I want to be, for I want to be what God wants me to be.